saw this online, and I was just intrigued by this. I want to throw this out there. It's according to a New York Times report, Bellingham, Seattle. I know that we all care about what's happening in Bellingham, Seattle. Yeah. As this is described here, a mid-sized city north of Seattle. Officials there are hoping to become the first city in America. And this is what intrigued me because, you know, if there's a first, or is there going to be a second? To ban natural gas for heating homes and businesses.
Really?
Complete ban. Mm. And it says here the prohibition would not apply just to new construction, but to existing systems as well.
Oh, can backfit them somehow?
So does that mean that, well, as I would read it here, if you live in Bellingham and this is a past, if you've got natural gas heating your home or your business, good luck. That would be an expense, I think, to change that out. It doesn't say here, but I'm guessing that this is probably something to do with climate concerns and things like that.
Yeah,
although I thought natural gas was one of those fuels that burned rather cleanly. Because wasn't there a push on for natural gas in the number of past years? In fact, even vehicles fueled by natural gas for a while. And again, this is just proposed. It hasn't passed yet.
Well, one guy who won't have to worry about the cost of converting his home and business, that's the hometown of Bill Gates.
Oh?
Yeah, I believe so. Bellingham, Washington.
Is it really?
Is Bellingham?
So. I think so.
Good memory, Dave.
That's impressive.
I wouldn't even know that.
Wow.
Dave, are you going on Jeopardy soon?
No, I would be horrible on Jeopardy.
On
I like watching it, but I would be, yeah, that's quite an event going on, those hour-long events, and tonight's a big finale on it, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, if this question comes up,
you got it.
Well, speaking of, though, the state of Washington, it does say here that it says that Washington already gets 2/3 of its power from hydroelectric dams.
Oh, all right. Well,
so, you know, they're already moving in directions of maybe being able to find different ways to provide energy. But still, what a step that would be. And I didn't know this. It says here in the same thing, again, this is from a New York Times report, Berkeley, California, does have ordinances which does forbid any new installations of gas-fired heating units.
Hmm.
So they must be going on, what, wind, solar, or maybe hydroelectric out there, too.
Probably,
Yeah. That's interesting. But, yeah, just I was intrigued by that. But, yeah.
But you are right that I think some municipalities, or I guess you could say businesses, too, they were switching to natural gas because that was the cleaner alternative to coal, I think.
So, yeah. I mean, it's not completely 100%.
No.
But it was
not.
Certainly
it was
more clean than. And who was the pushing those? T-Bone Pickens, was that who it was?
Yeah, I think
pushing the natural gas.
I think so,
That was back when he was considering a presidential run, wasn't he?
And he
talked
last
about
decade,
doing the natural gas vehicle. So anyway, whether this goes anywhere or not, but hey, anytime that these kind of stories pop up and it's always listed, you know, the first, you always wonder, you know, when if these things take hold or ever do any kind of movement, you know, well, how did it all start? Well, it could be Bellingham in Seattle, Washington. Bill Gates fame.
That's right. Well, he's born in Seattle, but actually lives in Bellingham, is the understanding I have.
Okay.
I won't argue. I don't know.
I never argue. I never argue with the newsman.